Moncrief on News Talk.
Obviously, we need more and more houses, but building more homes creates other problems too. People need infrastructure around them, and all too often, it can result in the existing road network becoming even more clogged. The government is committed to improving public transport infrastructure, but as we all know, that can take years or decades. Katrina Devereux, presenter of 10 Things to Know About on RTE Television and a Cork Echo columnist, has a suggestion. Cable cars. Katrina, good afternoon. Now, people might think a cable car is the only thing you have for like tourists or if you're going skiing or that kind of thing. Like, could you give us examples of when it's actually used as a form of transport for people?
Yeah, well, I came across a story that kind of piqued my interest in this. Paris opened its first urban cable car as part of its public transport system just before Christmas. It's 4.5 kilometres. It's called the C1. And it cost $138 million to build over a couple of years. And it's connecting these isolated neighbourhoods that didn't have proper public transport links and is plugging them into the metro. So now the residents of this area have an option to hop on their cable car and get connected to the wider metro system. And the Paris went for it because they recognised that building a metro would have cost billions and it wasn't really a viable option for them. And they're following a trend kind of globally where cities like Mexico City and La Paz have built these very efficient urban cable car transport systems that are able to kind of overcome tricky geography and, you know, have a very small footprint and don't require huge land acquisitions to lay cables and are powered by electricity and kind of answer a lot of the problems that cities are facing, densely populated cities are facing when it comes to traffic congestion.
Yeah, and I suppose they're it's quicker to, in relative terms at least, it's much quicker to build them.
Yeah, the technology is kind of very proven and it's quicker to build them. That said, I did see today that the Paris plan was kind of first proposed 17 years ago and it's come to fruition now. So we're not the only people that take a long time for infrastructural projects to be delivered. But I suppose the reason I wrote the article is that we were facing into, you know, first week back after a 2 week respite of traffic. I live in Cork City. Traffic congestion is a huge problem. And as I was driving around over Christmas, visiting friends and families and thankfully seeing new housing developments sprouting up in places I hadn't seen before, I was like, that's fantastic. But like, where are all the cars going to go? They're going to be plugged into the same roads that were already congested. And we really need to start thinking about some alternative. And that's when I had kind of went, oh yeah, the reason urban planners are excited about this is that they kind of think this might be a flagship project for the rest of Europe, that if it's working for Paris and they've kind of shown form in terms of, you know, doing these big kind of sweeping measures, you know, they got rid of a lot of cars out of Paris. They've kind of upped their traffic or the cycling infrastructure. And maybe they actually are going to be leaders for places like Ireland, where we have massive issues with traffic congestion and carbon emissions around transport. And really, we all know that, like, everybody would like to be able to have access to an efficient public transport system. But unfortunately, you know, these are slow to roll out. And like in somewhere like Cork, where our population is expected to grow by 100,000 by 2040, you know, by the time these new houses are built, or our Cork Lewis, which has been long promised and is still at the very early stages of development, or the Bus Connect projects, which I think are going to be lodged for planning this year coming, you know, we're waiting and waiting and waiting and the roads are getting busier and busier. So, you know, maybe we should be starting to think beyond, you know, the delivery of those things to what are the next things, and maybe cable cars.
Yeah.
But I'd like to preface that I am not an urban planner or a traffic engineer. I'm just a concerned citizen who gets the rage over traffic from time to time.
Yes, as do most people. What's the state of play with the Lewis, actually?
Cork?
Yeah.
If you say, oh, there's plans for the Cork Lewis, to most people in Cork, they will roll their eyes, scoff and say, I will be an old man dead in my grave before we see a Cork Lewis. But it is rolling on. There's, at the moment, they're going to be, I think this year they're hoping to plan or publish the preferred route. But like, there has to be planning applications submitted. And, you know, in the actual kind of official strategy documents, they're talking about construction beginning in the early 2030s.
Oh, gosh.
So, you know, it never feels like it's happening. It always feels like it is planning to happen.
Yeah. The Paris one, how many people can it carry?
I think it's something like 11,000 a day. I ran away from my notes there to find my phone, so I don't have them in front of me. But like, it's a significant number. Like it's worth looking. Like the system in La Paz is amazing. It opened up in 2014. It used to carry 90,000 passengers, and it's been such a success. It now carries 200,000 passengers.
Wow.
A year, and that's a kind of a population of about 1 million people. And part of why they did it in La Paz is that it's like really super inclines and, you know, very difficult geography to overcome. So this is the solution for it. But you could see how at certain pinch points in cities, or if you really wanted to kind of plug a community into an existing traffic or a public transport network, that maybe the cable car is somewhere that you could overcome it. And then, you know, without all the traffic disruption that would come from building new tram lines or building sustainable transport corridors for buses or whatever. So
yeah, and does it really only suit kind of cities that are, you know, have hilly parts? So you're kind of going down or up, or kind of just
the Paris. I mean, I haven't been on the Paris one. I definitely try and visit it next time I'm in Paris. But I just looked at videos online of people using it, and it looks like any kind of suburban urban landscape. It doesn't look. I think the reason they wanted to go for that is in Paris is just that, you know, digging a new metro line would have just cost billions, and they couldn't countenance it. And this was just 138 million for 5 kilometres of public transport that allows you to move 11,000 people a day. You know, the sums added up, I guess.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea at all, Katrina, and we could...
Glad you think that, because I saw some post on Facebook saying they thought it was an April Fool's Day when they read the article. I was like, I'm only offering ambition and hope in this proposal, but I'm hoping that somebody else might kind of go, you know what, I'm going to look into it and make it a reality, and maybe one of the stations could be named Katrina Devereaux at the end.
Okay, you're not asking for much there, are you? No,
genuinely. I'm only joking.
But isn't that part of the problem? And, you know, I'm going to read out a few texts afterwards, but like, and a lot of it though is like, we can't do anything, we're rubbish. Rather, whether the thing's practical or not, and if somebody looked at it, you know, with expertise in this area, they might decide it isn't. But the starting off point is all we can't do anything in this country.
Yeah, I'd like if maybe for 2026 our motto was just to raise our ambition of what we can do. You know, like we have a cable car down in Jersey Island in there from 1969. There used to be a chairlift that went up to Bray Head and only finished going in the 70s. So all these things are not beyond us. Like, we're very capable people in lots of ways. I think part of it is that it kind of has to come from the ground up nowadays for things to happen. Like, if people turn around tomorrow and say, okay, we're going to introduce a cable car, there's opposition, people don't want it. Whereas actually maybe communities who do want it and are sick of the traffic might start campaigning to have it, and then it might be easier realised. But I know the kind of whataboutery of, oh, we can't do this and we can't do that, so we shouldn't do anything. That's really not going to serve us very well as we tackle all the challenges that society faces.
Katrina, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Katrina Devereaux there, a Cork Echo columnist, also the presenter of the RTE show 10 Things to Know About. Here's a few comments on it. Cork already is a cable car, the Jersey Island one, just as Katrina pointed out there, so it's possible to do. The frequency, the French one kind of is like every 30 seconds, they call them gondolas, funny enough, a new gondola comes along and you get in it, and so it's kind of seems to be continuously moving. We can't even build a metro. I think cable cars is a bit of a far-fetched one. It's hard enough to get things on the ground or under, never mind into the air. Well, actually, and I don't know, but I would imagine from a construction point of view, it would probably be easier to build a cable car. Only solution is working from home, says another texter, but there are so many jobs. Doctors can't work from home. A mechanic can't fix your car from home. There are all sorts of people who do need to travel into their place of work. Another texter says a cable car will only replace 2 buses, 1 each way, not a solution to getting cars off the road. Well, it depends on the frequency of it. And Katrina did mention one in a South American city where the frequency is extremely high, but it would also presumably part of the idea would be to kind of filter into where there's more frequent buses and that kind of stuff. Cable cars are not a bad idea for short trips, but I don't think it would work for long distances or the commuter belt. Also, would there be a problem with overhead dangers? You mean like planes flying into it and that kind of stuff? I would imagine they'd plan for all that. But I think your point is well made. It wouldn't be, you know, you wouldn't be going from way outside Cork into Cork on a cable car. 138 million in Paris equates to probably 500 million in Ireland, says this texter. Yet, like the event centre in Cork, it will never happen. During the Celtic Tiber, Tiger, says this person, we had peak notions. There was a lunatic idea of SUAS, which was a proposed cable car system for Dublin intended to run between Houston Station and the Docklands. Cable cars would do in parts of Cork, says another person. Too much red tape in this country. Maybe that would be, that's part of the problem. And someone else says, I've got one word for you, monorail. And indeed, the people of East Haverbrook were extremely satisfied with what they got.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.